Cian McCormack is on the election trail in North Tipperary this morning. And Cian, going round the constituency there, it's a three-seater yesterday. What response did you hear from voters you spoke to?
Well, you know, as I was talking to people, Áine, they were expressing frustration over housing and the cost of living. But there were also people there, too, who were quite happy with the way things are. The issue of immigration, though, which some local politicians were actually telling me is a silent issue in the constituency. Well, it was certainly a main talking point in Ross Grey and to a lesser extent in Templemore yesterday, but by far housing was the dominant issue. People were also talking about health. They were talking about the cost of living and the university hospital in Limerick. So here's an audio diary from my time around parts of North Tipperary yesterday.
The drug issue here, you've been through it, like, as far as family is concerned.
All
like,
right, you know, okay, sorry
dealers,
about that.
Like, and all that, like, but...
How have you been through it, or...?
Well, one of my sons is, he's taking drugs. Just, I actually had to put him out of the house because I couldn't cope.
And what can the politicians do about that, the people you'll potentially vote for?
More guards here in town. They say they're, you can see them a penny a dozen, but you don't.
While drugs and the need for more Gardaí were the first issues I encountered in Ross Grey, it was the use of Racket Hall Hotel to house asylum seekers that dominated conversations there.
So the foreigners are getting everything. They're entitled to more rights than Irish.
What are they getting that you don't get?
Well, they're getting food, free food. They're getting all their flats and all their electricity and everything paid for them. And well, like, the Irish have to go out and work and everything like that.
You're really angry about it, aren't
I
you?
I am very angry about it, the way they are, yeah.
My biggest thing in this town is people have nowhere to socialise now.
Nowhere to... Are you referring to that Racket Hall closed down, is
well,
it?
Well, that would be an issue. But these people are coming from troubled times in their land. So I don't have a problem with people coming into the town. If these people come in, I firmly believe they should get nothing for nothing.
I suppose you know that we lost our only hotel in Ross Grey, and since then there seems to little has been done from the government.
And just for clarity, Tipperary County Council is undertaking a feasibility report into the use of Grant's Hotel as a community hotel. The report is funded to the tune of €150,000 by the Department of Rural and Community Development. The hotel is closed, and the report is due to be completed next January.
As far as I'm concerned, as a business owner, certainly, I've not heard squat about it, you know. And Racket Hall impacted us so much. We've lost so much money. People coming down to stay, coming in to have to town to have a pint or a coffee or whatever, even going to the shops, funerals, weddings, bar mitzvahs, all gone.
This isn't the only issue raised by voters in Ross Grey. So you say housing is an issue for you, so...
Well, Hugh,
tell me about that.
Nearly 29 years of age, like, I can't get anywhere. Not that they can afford, anyway.
It's to buy, is it?
To rent or buy. Yeah. Rent or purchase, it's not possible.
Are you living at home, is it?
Living at home, yeah, in the box room at home, but a house that came available in the estate is £950 a month they're looking
950
for.
£950?
That's ridiculous, like, for a two-bedroom house. Yeah. That doesn't add up.
In Templemore, it's the cost of living that people are talking about.
What kind of farming are you doing?
I'm doing dairy farming, yeah. Price is okay at the moment, but the costs are very high, you know. Like, you take your meal, your fertiliser, you know, all your input costs are all up.
Sure, I mean, it's the younger generation, man. I'm mid-50s myself. It's no problem for me. I have a full-time job. I'm very lucky to have one in this town. But, I mean, it's young girls and boys that's going to college and things. No accommodation when they go to colleges. Fees outlandish. Do you know what I mean?
Does it impact you, your family?
No, I have two girls going to college.
Voters continued to talk about these types of issues in Nina and Burrisalee.
So we've all just kind of accepted the fact that we're probably going to be living at home with our parents for the next good few years, you know. And it's even, like, a lot of us, we're not even saving kind of towards a mortgage or anything like that. It's literally saving now to emigrate.
The accommodation is so expensive now. We have a son at home, 47 years of age, living at home. He gives me rent, money to pay the rent, but it's the cost of accommodation is a huge issue. So we can see in our lifetime our son moving out of our home.
Ah, sure, as the is it a cliche? Is the economy stupid? It's certainly all about the economy, as far as I'm concerned. The euro in your pocket at the end of your week is not buying you as much stuff as you would like it to buy. Electricity costs have gone up, diesel prices have gone up. Only today I was looking at the electricity bills, and yes, the government has given a government credit. Thank God, in a way, it's giving a government credit, because the electricity bills have gone sky high.
Issues: health, housing, homeless. And why? Because I have children coming up that will need to buy houses.
The issue of health was also raised in Thurles.
The biggest issue for you then, as you consider what way you're going to vote, okay, what is it?
Health. Absolutely, 100%.
How does it impact you?
It's very hard to get an appointment with your GP. The hospitals are full. I hate to see elderly people waiting on trolleys. It's very unfair.
What's the big issue in this area as we head towards voting now?
I suppose, look, probably similar to a lot of areas, supply of guards maybe around the local area, you know, there would be.
What's the big issue for you?
For me, my wife and I managed to buy a house 2 years ago, but I have a lot of friends who are still living at home, you know, they'd be accountants, teachers.
What age profile are you?
I'd be 31.
But, you know, you're sorted, right? Your friends aren't, so is it a big issue when it comes to how it will influence your vote?
Yes, because look, it's not just a case of me being sorted, it's like society. I mean, if we don't have people in that age bracket being able to stick around, there, you know, we can't really have a functioning society without teachers, guards, architects. You know, you want those skilled, highly educated people staying. You know, I have a lot of friends who I went to college with are in Australia or Dubai or Singapore. You know, they're not hanging around, so it's not much good for me to have a house if, you know, none of my friends are here.
We're finding out about the runners and riders for North Tipperary's 3 seats. But until then, Áine, it's back to you in Dublin.
Cian, thank you for that.